existential existence. At times, my wife and I give each other that slight pained look because we realize that we ultimately don't exist anymore. Sure, we do in our own reality, in our bartered slices away from work and toil to flit our individuality, but our kids have replaced what we once were. Again, you can come up to us, poke our skin, flick our well-covered bones, but it's not us there anymore. Not really. But if you go up and do the same thing to our kids, the look in their eyes and the actions from their bodies are the collective lives that we have all given away to deal with this world. So if you call and we don't answer, you have been forewarned that we are not here anymore, and your best bet is to talk to the kids, because that's where our voices lie, where our breath escapes.